keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
You were right, as always.
As always.
I know, you love it when I say that. Tom Rowe, if you're listening, please clip that, because I know Ellen would love to hear that played repeatedly on this station.
No, you didn't have to do it. I don't need it. I pat myself on the back.
There you go. And she did it literally, folks, for you who missed that, because we're not on TV.
Tune in Tom DiPietro and Ellen Thurston every Thursday on the WGXC Afternoon Show, 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Starbuck of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Phil Grant. Diane Baldwin is reporting for the Columbia Paper. Construction is underway on the fourth phase of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail, putting it almost halfway to completion. Phase 4 will complete the Dutchess County portion of the trail in the village of Millerton, town of Northeast, and link it to Under Mountain Road in Ankrum, Columbia County. When finished, the 46-mile trail, and I quote, will be one of the most extensive and spectacular rail trails in the U.S., end quote, according to a press release from the Harlem Valley Rail Trail Association. The portion of the trail borders environmentally sensitive areas, such as native wetlands in various sections, and requires the installation of about 4,100 feet of elevated boardwalks. Plans are underway to extend the trail another 23 miles to Chatham, and some trail sections north to Kopech Falls are already open to the public. Read the full story in the Columbia Paper. Columbia Greene Media is reporting longtime Hudson 5th Ward Alderman Robert Doc Donahue died March 19th. Donahue served in the post for 24 years after being elected for the first time in 1993. The lifelong Hudson resident and retired mail carrier held the seat until 2017. When honored by the Common Council that year, Donahue paid tribute to former Mayor Rick Scalera, who convinced him to run for office after retirement. He said, quote, "I owe a debt of gratitude to a man that I can never repay. I didn't want to run for office, but Scalera was a great politician as well as a salesman. He convinced me," end quote. Donahue, 80, was born in Albany. He was a 1955 graduate of St. Mary's Academy in Hudson. Following graduation, he served in the U.S. Navy and went on to work for the U.S. Postal Service. Donahue was legendary for his commitment to the community as an elected official and as a volunteer driver, delivery man, and umpire. A mass for Christian burial will be celebrated Monday, March 25th at St. Mary's Parish in Hudson. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Incumbent Athens Village Mayor Peter Alberti has been unseated by trustee Stefan Bradadich. According to results published by the Greene County Board of Elections March 22nd, following the conclusion of the absentee ballot count, Alberti, a Republican, received 225 votes total, 218 on the machine and 7 absentee. Bradadich's name appeared on both the Democrat and Independence line. and he received a total of 249 votes, 39 of which were cast via absentee ballot. Republicans Robert Scott and Shannon Spinner came out on top in the field of five, vying for two open village trustee seats. They will each serve two-year terms. Bradditch's election leaves a vacancy in the village's four-person board of trustees. The Kingston Tenants Union has released a study showing that evictions in Ulster County have increased 57% since 2013. Evictions in the city of Kingston in 2018 equaled the number reported at the height of the financial crisis. The number of tenants displaced in Ellenville tripled last year, and the rate doubled from previous years in New Platts, Wallkill, Highland, Cahonkson, and Marlborough. The data used in the study comes from a blacklisted tenant database maintained by landlords and property owners containing the names of more than 6,200 Ulster County evictees since 2004. According to the report, and I quote, renters are bearing the brunt of a booming real estate and luxury tourism market. Median rents have increased by 50% in Ulster County since 2002, while the median wage has actually decreased slightly. In 2017, 6,251 Ulster County families gave the majority of their income to their landlords, end quote. Kingston Tenants Unit spokesman Alex Panagiotopoulos said in an email to WGXC-FM, the union is only a few months old. The group of more than 100 tenants was formed after New York City developer E&M Associates purchased several apartment complexes in the county and began evicting renters. The tenants union has been lobbying city and county officials in favor of the universal rent control package currently under consideration by state lawmakers. The Hudson Common Council, March 19, approved a resolution in support of that legislation. Read the full report at KingstonTenantsUnion.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday with a high near 52. Then Sunday night, snow showers return in the early morning hours with mostly cloudy skies forecast on Monday, eventually becoming sunny with a high near 38. Monday night should be mostly clear with a low around 17, and Tuesday should be sunny with a high near 34 and a low around 16. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. Tune in to Radio for Open Ears. Sunday, March 24th, Tony Fallon is in with The Irish Show live in Acre at 8 p.m. on the radio at 90.7 FM.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda, and I'm 17, and I'm also from Hudson. I am Fahim. I am 14, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love.
Books we hate.
Books we enjoy.
All that good stuff. So I think we're going to start off with Mashuda. What have you been reading recently, Mashuda?
I have been reading Hamlet, Shakespeare in my English class. Hamlet is about a prince, Hamlet, and he's basically going through an emotional journey. His father, King Hamlet, died, and then it was only 2 months, and then his mom married his uncle, his father's brother, King Claudius, and then basically he doesn't like it, and then his friends told him that a ghost has appeared in Denmark, and their religious belief that, you know, ghost is not a good sign. So he goes there, and then he finds the ghost is King Hamlet, and then he finds out who killed his father. I'm not going to say because it's spoiler alert. So, like, it's very interesting. And, like, there's a couple questions on me. Like, the reader never finds out. Even my English teacher said it. Like, we never get to find out why did King Hamlet's wife marry the uncle. Some people say because, you know, just to protect his son and, you know, to stay in power. So some people say that. Or some people say she was the one who helped King Hamlet die. So, like, we never know if she has anything to do with King Hamlet's death. So that's, like, one of the questions. Like, it's very interesting how he formats it. And the reader gets to decide, like, by reading the dialogues and everything, like, who, if she ever done it or not.
It's pretty obvious who killed King Hamlet because you're just describing his uncle. So.
Okay.
So. No spoiler, that's basically the answer.
But still, since Hamlet doesn't believe the ghost, you know, he still wants to find a solution or, you know, evidence that he can actually prove himself whether his uncle killed his father or not. So it's not true yet. You have to read to find out.
Have you finished reading it yet, or do you still have more to go?
We have more to go, but I know what's going to be, so... Yeah.
Are you reading it aloud in class, or do you read it to yourself, or do you listen to, like, a professional reading of it?
We all, so it's like, since it's play, our teacher picks us who goes to read what part. We all read it in class together, so we understand the main point of it by reading ourselves instead of listening, because my teacher said if you read it out loud, then we are listening to our own classmates, and like, the tone helps us understand better.
Have you read any Shakespeare yet in school, Fahim?
Not yet, but we're going to Romeo and Juliet, which I'm not excited about because, I mean, everyone knows the story. I have a hypothesis for who's the killer is. It might be the main character, the son of Hamlet. You don't know. The author's tricking you.
So you think it might be Hamlet that killed his own father? Mashuda's shaking her head. She doesn't believe it.
No. I mean, it's not possible. Why would he be depressed if he killed his father?
Maybe he feels guilty.
Or maybe he's the stepson, and the actual son and the stepson killed the actual son and made the mom marry the uncle. And
yo, that
could be possible.
Okay, no, that's not how Shakespeare wrote it.
Well, I never read Shakespeare, so
except you didn't read the book.
Well, it's a lot of intrigue, and that is quite the tragedy. I read Hamlet, but I don't think I read it in school. I think I just read it for myself. And I've seen a number of, like, movies of it, including there was a really good animation that was made by a teenager. It was part of a youth film festival that I organized that was really good. I'll have to see if I can find it. I'll share the link with you all and with the listeners if we do find that online somewhere, because it was so good. Although the animation is full of spoilers, so if you haven't read Hamlet and don't want to be spoiled, you would not want to watch that. But yeah, I love Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I haven't read him in a long time, but I loved him in high school. And that one was, I think, is one of his best.
Yeah.
But it's a true tragedy, like, yes. Start to finish.
Yeah. And the most interesting thing for me, like, Shakespeare wrote his plays on 15th century, but still it's true this day. Like, Romeo and Juliet, like, they're, since they have rivalry in family, they can't get married because, you know, their families are enemies. There are certain places in this world still, if they love each other, either their families are enemies or something else, and they can't be together. And also Hamlet, things like that happens. So it's still like, you know, like, so people can still relate to it, whether, you know, whether Shakespeare made it up or based on a true story, we don't know that, but still people can relate to it.
How does this compare so far to other Shakespeare that you've read?
Hamlet? I think it compares a lot similar to Romeo and Juliet and Othello too. Othello, yeah, I read it last year.
Yeah, Othello is one of the ones that I remember reading in school. I know we read Othello and Macbeth, but the other ones I can't remember if I read them in school or on my own.
Have you read Shakespeare in Love?
Have I read Shakespeare in Love? Is it a story?
Yeah.
I know it's a movie.
I didn't read it. I watched a movie. It's super good. I think Shakespeare was performing his play Romeo and Juliet or something like that, like back long time ago. You know, women can't act since they didn't have the right. So a girl, she was married. She was forced to marry another man. And then basically she dressed up as a man. And then she went on the stage to perform. But Shakespeare was performing. Shakespeare was the Romeo. And then I think she was Juliet because, you know, she knew all the lines. And then basically they were acting Romeo and Juliet. And then they fell in love. But then they can't be together, you know. She's married. And it was sad, but...
I must have felt that she was a very convincing man playing a woman.
Yeah, but he realized that it was, you know, because they were performing together and...
If we're talking about kingdoms and everything, there's a story we read in Jewish studies. It was about this boy with a prophecy that when he grows up, he's going to kill his father, who's the king and he's the prince. And it's kind of messed up, but I don't want people to read it. I don't remember the name. It's like a very long Greek name.
Is it... Hold on.
No, I don't think it's...
Hammurabi's Code?
That's not a story.
But was he that, Hammurabi?
No. Hammurabi is Macedonian. Macedonian is not Greek.
He was Greek, you said?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Greek and Macedonian are different.
Okay. That was a good guess.
I'm not sure. It's like a... So it's kind of messed up. Should I just say the story? Or should I just have the listeners read it? You know, I want the listeners to read it. I'm not sure I'm not sure of the name, but it's a very weird story. And kind of funny, too.
And I was just trying to remember, there's a lot of sort of remakes of Hamlet out there, but one of the ones I liked the most was a Bollywood adaptation called Haider. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's very good. So highly suggested if you like foreign film and a little musical in your Shakespeare. It's called Haider, Haider. Check it out. So, Fahim, what have you been reading or what are you excited to read?
Well, for ELA, we finished Incantation. Incantation is about the Spanish Inquisition. Like, Spanish people who are Jewish but have to tell people that they're Christian, not Jewish. They have to live like that. And there's like a lot of witchcraft and everything. I mean, witchcraft is not real in that book, but it could be real. And people get accused. They have to go to the court. And it's about a family who goes through this. And a person who's very jealous of this family, like, destroys it. But you have to read the book in order to know if they survive or not. And I'm about to read this coming week, I mean, Amulet by Kazuo Kobayashi, book 8, Supernova. All the other books were really great, and I was excited to read this book. The Amulet series is about a girl who has a grandfather who is a magician and creates these amulets with all the other people and his partners. Two of his partners decide to take the good side after he dies, and the two other decide to take the bad side. And then the people who took the bad side, the evil side, become elves with like these very bad amulets, and they decide to take over the world. And the good side, they decide to get together people who are on the same side as them and decide to fight the bad people. And that's like how all these things happen. But in this book, Supernova, book 8, the main character, Emily, is facing which side she should be in the bad or the good. If she's in the bad side, her family survives. If she's in the good side, her family dies. So she doesn't know. In this book, it's going to tell which side she's going to be in.
And these are graphic novels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that series looks really great. I've only read the first one, but I know they're very popular. And I don't know how long they're going or if they have a set ending. Well, I actually have some graphic novels that I wanted to talk about, too. And I just have a big stack of some of my favorites. So I'll start with, let's see. I'm going to start with Battling Boy by Paul Pope. Have either of you read this one?
No.
No.
I feel like Fahim especially should read this one. I think you'd really like it. It's set in the monster-infested city of Acropolis. Or no, Arcopolis. Yeah, it looks like it should be Acropolis, but it's Arcopolis. So it's the city that's infested with monsters. And we start off with a monster attack of some kids. And then the city's hero, monster fighter, vigilante, Haggard West, comes to the rescue. But unfortunately, he is killed in battle. And so that starts our story, where Arcopolis is without its hero. And so then we end up elsewhere, where we meet a 12-year-old demigod known as Battling Boy.
I'm already interested in this book because of the demigod, so yeah.
That's why I was thinking Fahim should read this. So we meet Battling Boy, who's this 12-year-old demigod, but he's in need of a little training. He's new to the gig. And so his parents pick Arcopolis as the place for him to go and kind of figure out how to be a hero. And he has these magical totem shirts that have different animals or creatures on them. And so when he wears his shirts, he gets powers of those specific animals. And so he heads off to Arcopolis to become the new hero. And meanwhile, there's another character named Aurora West, who is Haggard West's daughter, who had been training to kind of take his place one day. She was, you know, they were certainly not hoping it would be today. But now that her father's dead, she's dealing with his loss, but also wanting to come forward as a hero for the city. But then also Battling Boy shows up, so there's these two sort of stories going along at the same time. And it's a really fun story. Unfortunately, so far, there's only one other book in the series, and it's a prequel that's about Aurora West, which is also great, but I wish there were more of them, because this book kind of leaves on a cliffhanger, and I was like, I can't wait to see what happens next. And I've been waiting for, how many years now? 6 years. So it's been a while. I don't know if there's any more planned. But the artwork is really beautiful and ugly at the same time, if that makes sense. It's like beautiful in its ugliness. And I find it really unique. And the monsters are really cool, in a bad way. But, you know, and it's, yeah, it's fun. I like the characters. I love the artwork. It's a lot of adventure. So highly suggest it. So next up, I have one that I know Fahim has read. It's called Explorer, the Mystery Boxes, and it's edited by Kazuki Buishi, who is the author of Amulet, which is the series that Fahim was just talking about. And this is the first in a series of short story graphic novel collections, where in this case, it's Explorer, the Mystery Boxes. He also has The Hidden Doors and The Lost Islands. And so there's all these short stories told by different graphic novel artists that look at mystery boxes or hidden doors or lost islands. And I think Mystery Boxes is my favorite. I liked Lost Islands a lot as well and Hidden Doors, but I don't know. I liked the Mystery Box. And one of my favorites in here is Emily Carroll's Under the Floorboards. And in this one, there's a young girl who follows a tapping sound to a box beneath the floorboards in her bedroom. And inside that box is a wax doll who at first seems like a blessing, but eventually becomes a curse. And it's just, I really like Emily Carroll's art. And this was actually, I think, the first Emily Carroll book that I read, or story that I read. So it was a fun introduction to her. And then I also really liked Rad Seacrest's The Butter Thief, which is the story about a grandma who catches and buries a butter thieving spirit. And then her granddaughter digs up the box and opens it. And then she is turned into a spirit herself. And in exchange for turning her back to normal, the spirit wants more butter. But first she has to get past Grandma, because Grandma's out to get the butter thief. So those are my two favorites in this collection. But there's also work by Dave Roman and Raina Telgemeier. Kazuki Buishi has one in here as well. I think he has one in each of the books, because yeah, he's the editor. But it's really fun. Do you have anything you want to say about it, Fahim?
Well, I just want to say my favorite of the series is The Lost Islands, because there's a story about fish, about the fishermen going fishing, and they get lost, but this island turns out to be a huge fish that tries to eat them. What? And then they figure out that all rest of the islands of the world they live in is actually fish, not island. So that's weird, but it's cool too.
Yeah. The series is really fun, and I like graphic novel short stories. It's not very common, but when it happens, I really like it. So next, I've got Giants Beware by Rafael Rosado and Jorge Aguirre, which is one of my favorite series, and it's the start of the series, and it is my favorite book so far in the series. It's followed by Dragons Beware and then Monsters Beware. So Giants Beware, we're introduced to our hero, Claudette, who is a young girl who wants to be a hero and a fighter, and her father would prefer for her to be a nice young lady, but that's her dream. And at one point she hears about a baby feet eating giant. A baby feet eating giant. It's hard to say that. So a giant that supposedly eats baby feet.
Like human baby feet?
Yeah, like human baby feet.
That's scary.
So the word in the town is that there's a baby feet eating giant in the mountains. And most people are horrified and scared and want to stay within the walls. And Claudette's like, call to adventure. Let's go get this giant and kill him. So she heads off with her trusty pup, Valiant, who's this cute little dog. Her timid younger brother, Gaston, who her father would love to become sort of the hero that she wants to be. But he really, in his deepest desire, wants to be a chef. And then her best friend, Marie, who is more of a girly girl than she is and wants to be a princess. She's a princess in training, but she also wants to be a princess on her own terms. So she doesn't want to just do things the way that people want her to do. So the four of them, if you're including the pup, head off on an adventure to go find this giant and slay him. And so it's a fun adventure story, and it's cute and funny. Claudette is like spunky and brave and hilarious, and the characters are just such an interesting combo. And, you know, it's about, like, friendship and bravery, you know. Her brother's a little scared about going, but he's committed to his sister. He's like, I'm not going to leave her hanging. So it's really fun. And the other ones are fun as well. But Giants Beware has a strong place in my heart. So last but not least, I'm going to talk about Drama by Raina Telgemeier. So Raina Telgemeier is probably best known for her graphic novel memoir, Smile and Sisters. And this one is not a memoir, although it is based somewhat on Raina Telgemeier's childhood in terms of her love of musical theater, because the main character in Drama is Callie, who loves musical theater, but she's a horrible singer, so she is a proud member of the stage crew. And this year, for their middle school production, she's going to be the set designer. And so this story is a mix of like looking at the production of this musical and how oftentimes school productions have smaller budgets, so you have to be resourceful in like how you make things work. So you might have big dreams for like this amazing set you're going to design, but then you end up having to use cardboard or something instead of real wood. And then it's also about the drama off stage, so friends with family, and it centers on Callie, her costume designer friend Liz, and then she has two new best friends who are twins. Their names are Jesse and Justin, and they kind of become her new constant companions, and one of them she has a crush on. Deals a little bit with that too. But yeah, it's a really sweet, cute read, and the characters are diverse and memorable, and there's surprises and a nice balance between fun times and more serious times, just like childhood. But yeah, so those are the ones I wanted to highlight today. Do you all have any favorite graphic novels or comics?
I don't really read graphic novels, but like hearing these, they all sound very nice and interesting.
I have so many more I could talk about. I could talk about it for every single show for the rest of my life. But I won't. I'll talk about other books too, but not today, because we're just about out of time. So we hope everyone has a great week, reads lots of good books. Happy reading.
Bye.
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 Bismil bismil bulbul bismil mat mil gul se mat mil bismil bismil bulbul bismil mat mil mat mil gul se mat mil bismil bismil bulbul bismil dil bulbul bulbul bismil mushkil dil bhi mushkil hoti hai.